Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the annual enrolment service for the 10th Newton Abbey Boys Brigade. I'm delighted to see so many people here. And if there's anybody standing at the back, there's a few pews here if you just want to make your way forward. Can I please ask you all now to stand to receive the colours? March on the colours! Thank you. You may be seated. We're just going to open this morning in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we give thanks for bringing us all here today. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that Boys Brigade affords us to be involved with these young kids and open their eyes to you, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless every head bowed here today, young and old. And Lord, I pray that the promises made during this service and the word we will hear will be meaningful to everyone. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. morning, everyone. Welcome to church here this morning. It's good to be here on the enrolment of the 10th Newton Abbey Company. And you're all especially welcome, and we appreciate you all being here to encourage the captain and the boys, and especially as they are enrolled once again. Just before we go into the enrolment, can I just make one little announcement? And that is that Robert McDowell, that is Dale's father, passed away this past week, and the funeral will be here in the church on Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. And so Dale, who's very much part of our youth ministries on a Saturday night with the youth club, I'm sure you'll want to be praying for the family at this time, and let's remember them in the Lord. So that's Robert McDowell, Dale McDowell's dad, who passed away, and the funeral is here in the church at 11 o'clock. And we trust that you'll uphold them all in prayer, and our sympathies go to the family circle. Well, you are indeed, boys, and parents and guardians, you're all indeed very welcome to our annual service of dedication and enrolment. And this is the formal part, and so you have to all sit up nice and stiff, as if you're frozen, all right? And we'll go through this as smoothly as we can. We'll try not to make as many mistakes as we made last year. The Church of Jesus Christ was commissioned by its Lord to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. The Boys' Brigade is one of those vehicles through which the church works to seek to reach boys in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to win them for the Lord. And the Boys' Brigade is also one of those agencies through which we seek to nurture them and bring them to faith and realization of Christ as Savior. Today, the leaders of our company have come to pledge themselves afresh to this work, and so let's therefore commit each of them to Christ as we pray together. So let's all bow together in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity that in every generation we are afforded the great responsibility of reaching boys with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You entrust young people to the care of this church, and those who are to exercise a ministry among them. Grant that, Lord, by your power, the power of the Holy Spirit, that they may be enabled and empowered to do and execute their office and their responsibility with great power and great success, we pray. Bless, Lord, each one as we come to this enrollment service, and may it be a time of real revival and refreshment in each one of their lives. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake alone. Amen. Now, you probably know most of those folk, those pretty faces that are smiling down at the congregation, and I'll let you choose which one looks the brightest and happiest. But you're also, if you don't know all their names, I'm going to name them just now. At the very far end of the line is Tracy McCullough, who's a lieutenant, and then there's Lieutenant Anne Dewey, and there's Lieutenant Nicola Walker, and there's Warrant Officer Laura Carson, and Warrant Officer Grace Gordon, and then there's Lieutenant Kate McCoy, Lieutenant Alan Cunningham, Helper Steve Barr, Lieutenant James Brown, and of course your Captain Sharon Barr. I'm going to ask them a number of questions, and this is their time to be really, really nervous. And I'm just going to ask them, and they can answer me collectively. And this year we have two responses, two questions, which you will respond. And you will, if you, in your all of your heart, mean to carry out your offices, then you will answer both of these questions. With God's help, we will. Do we need to do a wee rehearsal? Do we? Will we give them a wee rehearsal? All right. With God's help, we will. All right. So let's after two, one, two. That wasn't very brilliant, sure wasn't. The boys were far better than that, weren't they? Well, we'll try it one more time. After two. One, two. All right. Leaders of the 10th Newton Abbey Company of the Boys' Brigade, you've been called by God to the work of caring for and training the boys of our company. Will you, by your work and example, seek to advance Christ's kingdom and work in partnership with the church and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ?
With God's help, we will.
It wasn't bad, sure, wasn't it? Here's the second one. Will you, by prayer and personal preparation, seek to equip yourself in every possible way for this service? Well, may God give you the grace to be faithful to him and successful in your work for him in the Boys' Brigade. Amen. God bless you, Sharon, James, Stevie, Alan, Katie, Grace, Laura, Nicola, Anne, and Tracy. God bless you.
Thank you, officers. NCOs, where are you?
You just stand me or thanks. Just stand up. Thanks, boys. All right, I'm addressing myself to you pretty young men. They're a lot more better looking than the first line. Do you want, wouldn't it be good if they turned around and faced the congregation, wouldn't it? I think it would be, because we're really, will that do? Oh, well, you're all right like that. You happy enough? You don't mind looking at the back of their head, do you? No. All right. We'll not embarrass them any further. All right. NCOs of the 10th Newton Abbey Company of the Boys' Brigade, your captain has shown faith and confidence in you by promoting you to these ranks. Do you now promise, with God's help, to support your officers loyally, to carry out your duties cheerfully, and at all times to set a good example to other boys of the company? May God help you to keep your promise and play your part in the service of others. And now we'll enroll the whole company and ask the boys and the congregation to stand. And boys, your response is a lot easier than theirs. All you have to say is, "We do." Can you manage that? Yeah. Well, that'll be the first time, I suppose, in your life. All right, let's see how we get on. As members of the Boys' Brigade, you are part of the worldwide family and effort of this church. Do you promise to be a loyal member of the Boys' Brigade and to support the activities of the company? Well done over there. May God help you to keep your promise and to give you the strength to overcome temptation and to be loyal to our great Captain and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And whilst we remain standing, I have one further question to put to the members of the congregation. Congregation, do you promise to support the work of our company of the Boys' Brigade and to pray for its leader, captain and boys, that God will help them and keep them sure and steadfast in their faith? Amen. Let us pray then for the Boys' Brigade, and at this stage you may be seated. Let's bow together in prayer. Let's pray. Bless, O Lord, the Boys' Brigade that meet here, the 10th Newton Abbey Company. Bless, Lord, in every activity and every effort that they seek to make the difference that will tell for eternity in the lives of these boys. We pray, dear God, for each and every one of them. We pray for their homes and their families. From whatever environment they come from, we pray that they may truly know the blessing of God in their homes, in their lives, and in their own hearts. We pray, dear God, that everything that they learn, they'll be enabled to put into practice in their daily lives. We pray for their mums and dads, their guardians, their parents, their carers. We pray, dear Father, that you will be on to them all that they need, and may they know the blessing of God in their hearts and in their homes as well. For the captain and for the officers and NCOs, and for those involved in volunteering and helping, may they too, Lord, surely know your sustaining and helping grace in everything that they seek to do. Because, Lord, at the end of the day, it is for the kingdom of God and the blessing of your own great name. Lord, may this company be sure and steadfast. May they be true and loyal and faithful, Lord, to you, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who gave his life, that they may have life. Bless them, Lord, in their homes, in their hearts, and in their activities, we pray. And we ask, O God, that you'll keep your good hand upon them. For we ask it in Christ's name. And everybody said, Amen. Thank you.
Is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, oh.
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. But you must remain faithful to the things you've been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 and verse 5. Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child in my name is welcoming me. Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. But Jesus said, "Suffer the little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven."
Now, if you just give me a wee minute, we have a very special guest that I think I have kept under wraps pretty well. I've managed to keep my mouth shut and not tell anybody, so I hope you enjoy the special guest. If you just hold on a wee second till I clear up a wee bit here.
Where are we? Now, has anybody... I'll stand out of the way. Has anybody ever seen Milo the Gospel Dog before? Oh, a couple of people. Very good, very good. Even better that you're all new, class. Okay. So, one wee favour, if we're all really, really quiet, because Milo has to listen to everything Amy says, and if he can't hear what Amy says, he's going to look really stupid, and he's going to do nothing, okay? Pardon me. Once upon a time, there was a dog with a very special message to share. This is Milo. Say hi, Milo. Milo's been sleeping the whole way since Auchnacloy, so hopefully he's awake now. Sometimes life isn't easy, and many times we can get ourselves in trouble. Maybe so much trouble we end up in a fight. A very slow fight. Maybe we make deals with people we know we shouldn't. And sometimes we just do things that are plain shameful. So shameful that we just feel like crawling into a hole. One of the devil's greatest tricks he uses to keep us from God and to make us sin is temptation. Now, this is no dog treat. This is probably a sausage that you'll have maybe for your lunch or for your tea later on. And this is Milo's favourite food. So sometimes temptation is easy to say no to. Sometimes temptation can get harder. And sometimes temptation can get unbearable. But if we keep our eyes fixed in God, then with his help we can resist it. You all know the story about when Peter walked in the water with the Lord. He only slipped and fell when he took his eyes off the Lord. And when we take our eyes off the Lord Jesus, it's the only time we can slip and fall. But God rewards those who put their trust in him. Life can give us many... Anyway, don't do that one. Life can give us many pressures and many hard times, and we can feel like we don't know where to go and which way to turn. But God has promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us if we love and follow him. At times we might feel like running away or backing out of things. And sometimes we can just feel like we're going round and round in circles. So many people can just spend their whole lives going round and round in circles, and then one day they die, as each of us will. Some maybe quietly in their sleep. And others maybe a bit more dramatically. But if they have forgotten about the Lord Jesus and never asked him into their hearts and lives to take away their sin, they will be left behind one day when the Lord returns. And you know, Milo really doesn't like being left behind. So make the right decision and run to him today. To become a child of God, we must turn to God and pray. We need to tell him we're sorry for our sins and ask him to forgive us and to wash our hearts clean. You see, sometimes we can think, oh, maybe if I go to church every Sunday, or if I read my Bible or say my prayers every night, that's bound to be enough to get me to heaven. But you know, God says in his word that unless we have our sins washed away by the Lord Jesus Christ, then we will never even see heaven. Then with his help, we can turn over a new leaf and learn to walk with him day by day. You're too tight there. We always seem to work on training with the dog. I think we need to work on training Amy a wee bit more. It's also important that we learn to share this good news with our friends and family as well. Yeah. Then we can be sure of a home in heaven and we'll be kept safe in God's arms forever. Now, when training the dog like Milo, or as a lot of the big people know here, when training the child, we have a wee boy called Archie, and he's 3.5, and he usually comes with us, but today he's at Granny's house. But sometimes it's easier to train Milo the dog than it is to train Archie. And you know, obedience training is the one that gives the most joy, to stop or to sit, to lie down, to go away, to stay, or to heal. Milo will be back in a wee second, he just has a bit of a costume change. Now, a disobedient dog is not only a headache, but can be a bit of a liability. Now, does anybody here have a dog? Oh wow, loads of dogs. Dog lovers, sorry. Anybody here have a dog who doesn't do what they're told? It's very easy to have a dog like that. Now, Milo has a cousin, and he's called Snoopy. And he's like a Springer cross, and he belongs to Amy's sister. And he lives down the road from us. And you'll know the type of dog when I tell you about him. You know the way if you're out maybe at Jordanstown going for a nice walk down the lock, and you see someone with a well-behaved dog, and it's walking at heel, and it's just, you know, a real nice dog. Well, Snoopy's the sort of dog, he takes his owner for a walk down the beach like this. And that's the sort of dog Snoopy is. He's the sort of dog, before we got married, if I was up at Amy's mum's house washing the car, you know the way you're down at the wheels, you're giving them a good wash, and he's the sort of dog won't get out of your face. You look around, and there's a dog sitting here the whole time, and he won't go away, and he's just not a nice dog. And because of his behaviour, and because of the way he acts, and how people know he behaves, he doesn't get all the benefits and all the treats that Milo gets. He doesn't get sausages all the time. He'll never be at Newton Abbey Boys Brigade, ever. And you know, the same applies with God and his children. God asks us to live for him and do certain things for him. But primarily God asks us to be obedient and to do what he says in his word, the Bible. So, and the main thing in that is giving our hearts and lives to the Lord Jesus. Now, did Milo do what he was told for the first part there, did he, boys? Yeah, not too bad. Well, we're going to use our imaginations now. So whenever Milo comes in again, we have to imagine that Milo's a wee bit older. So Milo's going to be a teenager. And whatever thoughts that brings to your head, that's okay. But we have to imagine that he's getting a wee bit rebellious. And he's starting to think to himself, you know all them things I learned when I was young from mum and dad or Sunday school or granny and grand, I'm going to forget about them. Go my own way, do my own thing, because I know best. And we can all think like that at times, even if it's wrong. But, here comes trouble. So Milo thought he needed to be cruel. If anybody's tried skateboarding on carpet, it is quite hard. So Milo thought he needed to be cool, so he bought himself some cool clothes. He learned how to skateboard, and he just thought, maybe this will bring me the happiness that I've been searching for. And you know, Milo thought he was cool, and he really wanted to try and fit in with his friends. He tried even harder to fit in with his friends. Milo was just desperate to fit in with the friends at school. And sometimes he got it right, but did he look comfortable? No. And you know, whenever we are at school, boys, or whenever the older people are at work, sometimes we can get to thinking, you know, oh, you see that group of people there, or that group of boys or girls, I'd love to be their friend. I'd love to be part of that group. And we maybe think to ourselves, well, maybe if I said the bad words they said, maybe if I told the stories they did, or misbehaved like they did, or bullied that person like they did, maybe they'll let me be their friend. But you know, if we're trying to do all the wrong things, and we aren't where God wants us to be, then we can never be truly happy. Milo would also jump through every hoop his so-called friends asked him to. He would try and say bad words. Try. And he would even try and bully other people as well. Anything to make the other dogs think he was cool. But do you think by doing all these bad things, do you think it really made him happy? Do you think he was happy, boys? No. And you see, no peace in his heart like he had when he first walked close with God. And he felt weighed down with the weight of the world on his shoulders, or on his head, sorry, in Milo's case. Milo knew something was missing. If God were to do a spot search on your heart this morning, I wonder what he would find. You see, each of us are born with sin in our hearts. We all do things that are wrong and things we're ashamed of. And the only way we can get rid of that sin is by asking the Lord Jesus Christ to take away that sin and come into our lives and be our Savior. Now, Jesus can make us happy and give us a peace this world cannot give. And you know, at this point, Milo decided he needed to look back in his life. And when he looked back in his life, he remembered how happy he used to be when he walked close with God. So this time he turned to the Lord and he prayed again. And he said sorry for walking away from God. He said sorry for leaving God out of his life and for going his own way. And he asked God to help him walk close with him again, following in his footsteps. You see, Milo had a bit of a problem. Milo's problem was he had never matured or grown up in his walk with God. Now, boys, whenever we're just born and we're babies, I'll ask the Anchor Boys, what do we just drink when we're just born? Yes. Milk, yeah. And in order to grow up big and strong, we need proper food like Chinese, roast beef dinners, stuff like that, yeah, nice stuff. Well, whenever you give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus, we have to grow up as well. We have to do things like read God's word, talk to him in prayer, maybe go to church to worship him. And you see, Milo hadn't done this very much, and he was still just a baby Christian. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Yeah. You see, God had never moved away from Milo. It was Milo that had drifted away from God. And we can all do that. We can all be guilty of it. There could be a time when we give our hearts to God, and then over time we drift away and go our own way. But with a swift U-turn, we can turn our lives around and come back straight to God. Once on the right path again, Milo got back his true joy. So much joy that he was jumping for joy. God loves you and I so, so much that he sent his only son into this world to die for you and for me. And all he wants us to do is to be like Milo, turn from our sin and follow him. But you see, each of us, every one of us this morning, young and old alike, we all have a decision to make. And that decision can either be to love the Lord Jesus and follow him through life and have him as our Lord and Savior, and he'll lead us safely to heaven one day. Or we can go our own way and we can do our own thing and end up in a lost eternity. And now, as Milo goes into this tunnel, he has a decision to make. It's just fallen over. Boys, what's the red thing at the end of the tunnel? Dynamite, yeah. So we don't want Milo coming out that entrance, okay? So Milo can either choose to go his own way, or he can choose to listen to his master. Sometimes he doesn't listen to his master, but he's done great this morning. Then with the Lord Jesus at the center of our lives, we can go to sleep in peace each night, knowing that God is always with us. Okay, you have listened really well. The last wee bit Milo loves to do anywhere he goes, he loves to teach his favourite memory verse. And he has a special way of doing it now. Pardon me. Can anybody tell me what breed of dog Milo is? Any of the bigger boys? Springer Spaniel, yep. And what are Springer Spaniels known for using quite well? Their sense of smell. Well, they're meant to. So, I have these beautiful flowery bits of material that I didn't pick. blank on one side, patterned on the other, and I have quite a few of them, or four of them. Amy has one as well. It's patterned on one side, and it's got Milo's favourite verse on the other side, and it's Acts chapter 16, verse 31, and it says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." So, whenever these are, we're going to cover Milo's eyes. Whenever these are all upside down on the ground, they all look the same, but the only difference is Amy has never, ever, 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 ever touched these bits of material, so that's the only one with her smell on it, okay? So it's Milo's job to find the right one on the ground with his nose instead of his eyes. That's the plan. But we've worked this out in other places before, and carpets hold lovely smells. It could be sweet someone dropped the night before. Oh, sorry. Don't look. Okay, so, bit of audience participation now. Boys, leaders, mums, dads, grannies, grandmas, everybody, I need your help now, okay? So, we're going to say the whole verse. We're going to start with the Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." So, we'll have a couple of practices, and then we'll maybe split these in two and have a wee competition, and that'll be us. So, after two, one, two. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Very good. What? Oh, sorry, I forgot one bit. Milo's the volume control. So if Milo stands to his feet, we say it really loud and see if the whole of Newton Abbey can hear us. And if he lays in the ground, we're going to whisper it and say it really soft, okay? Okay, one more practice. After two, one, two. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Very good. Okay, now, split straight down the middle. I'm going to be on this side. Now, this time it's everybody, it's not just Anchor Boys. Is this side going to win?
Yes.
That wasn't optimism. Okay. This time, we're going to say it individually, each side against, one side against the other, and see who can say it the best and the loudest. Milo's going to be the judge this time. So he's a bit like a hairy Simon Cowell. So if he stands to his feet, we're doing really well, like that. And if he lies down on the ground and he looks a bit bored, we're not doing that well. Okay? So, since I'm holding the sheet, juniors and company, okay, we're going to go first, and everybody behind and beside you, okay? After two, one, two. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
Oh.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Well, it was a wee bit. I was going to say, does anybody smell dog? Anybody smell a rat? Milo's a wee bit biased. Just before, you'd have listened really, really well. Just before we go, can I thank you very much for listening? And also, Milo's a very social media aware dog. Milo has Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. So if you go home and like his page and help us spread his message a wee bit further, you'll get to see wherever he's been. He's very busy at the minute. Actually, last week, he celebrated his 100th time sharing the gospel with people, so you'll see everywhere he's been and all his wee pictures and stuff, and there's some more videos, and you'll see Milo's cousin, Grace, and we didn't bring her this morning because she's a wee bit hyper and a wee bit excitable and just not for church, but we'll maybe see you at a BB sometime in the future, but thank you very much for listening, boys. Thank you.
Amazing was that? And the fact I managed to keep my mouth shut and not tell anybody is even more amazing. I hope you all enjoyed it, boys. I think from the sound of you all had a good time. Well, our enrolment is nearly finished, okay? We're coming to our final hymn, and can I please ask you that at the end of the final hymn you just remain upstanding for the colours to be returned. Thank you.
Thank you.
heads and let's pray as we have the benediction. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you for your speaking voice, Lord, even through this illustration, this example that has been brought to us here this morning. And we pray, dear God, that the message will ring through into every heart. Bless, Lord, again as we travel to our homes. Bring us each one home safely, we pray. And may the grace of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest, abide, and remain with each one of us now or until Jesus comes or calls. In his name we pray. Amen.